Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to feed you some football. Before we get to Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' offense and the win against Cincinnati this past Sunday, where they put up 41 points to get their third straight victory, Jeff Zerebeck tweeting this out. He spoke with, Jeff did, Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator. He'll meet with the media tomorrow. And Zach told Jeff that Ola Dean Pease, coming out of retirement at 75 years old, he's going to be a senior advisor. And this is Zach's quote. He's a guy who knows me as a person, knows the system, knows the culture here. He's a Raven. Dean Pease will start this week. Zach Orr reached out to him this summer about coming aboard. Didn't happen, obviously, but now it is. So Dean Pease coming back to Baltimore as an advisor, senior advisor to Zach Orr in this Ravens defense right now.
I don't know. I mean, Bob, here's the thing. All right, if he reached out to him in the summer about coming and he didn't want to come, you know, week six now, why all of a sudden, yeah, I'll come now, but I didn't want to come then. It seems to me like when I was in Washington, 1999, Mike Nolan was the D coordinator. Our defense, we were number one in offense. Oh, similar situation. We had Westbrook and Cannell and Steven Davis, and we were running it and throwing it, Brad Johnson, and defense was 32nd. So Dan told Norv, you know, you need to find a guy that can come in and help. And Mike Nolan was tight with Bill Arnsparger. So that was a comfortable thing for Mike. And Bill Arnsparger came in and kind of reshaped, you know, sat in with the coaches, was heavily involved with the coaches, game planning, all that stuff. We went from 32 to 20. And ended up winning the division and beating Detroit in the playoffs and stuff. So it was helpful at that time. And Bill was probably older than Dean Pease was at that time. So I don't see it. Because, Bob, when you look at their coaching staff, okay, what former D coordinator's on their staff right now? There isn't one.
A lot of inexperience in those assistants.
Thank you. Yep. So now you got a guy that... And he hadn't been out of it that long because he was Atlanta D coordinator with Arthur Smith at for, I think, what?
21 and 22.
Yeah. So he still knows the league. So I think it's a good idea. I think it's a refreshing idea. I think it's positive that, hey, you know what? We're struggling. And bringing in a fresh set of eyes to take a look, I like it. And you know what? It's going to help Zach Orr probably become a better D coordinator, too.
And for our younger listeners, Bill Arnsparger was the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins in 72, the early 70s under Don Shula. Then got the head coaching job with the Giants, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it? Yeah.
And then, he's considered one of the great assistant coaches, one of the Shula tree. So your point is, according to my math, and keep in mind I got my GED, it's 72 to 99. That's 17 years, right? Yeah. He had coached in between, obviously, but there was probably a little tread on the tire age-wise.
Oh, he was definitely, he went back after that year and was retired, you know.
All right, let's look at the schedule for week 6, then we'll do the film when we come back. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch. Aaron Rodgers said he had nothing to do with Robert Saleh losing his job, as we just played. But Thursday night, which is tomorrow, 49ers at Seattle. It's a big game for both teams. 49ers just lost at home, as did the Seahawks. Seattle's lost two straight after a 3-0 start. 49ers are still 3.5-point favorites. That division right now, guys, the NFC West, up for grabs. I mean, even the Rams aren't out of it. The Cardinals are still clanking around. So no. 49ers, we expected to win in a walkaway, but injuries have prevented that from happening right now.
Yeah. To me, it's going to be it's kind of a big game. I mean, for Seattle, you're at home. That's a game that you've got to win. They're beat up. They're banged up. So that's a game that you've got to win. And Bob, Mike McDonald went into San Fran Christmas last year, and they kind of pummeled them in San Fran. So I mean, Seattle right now has probably got the best weapons of all the teams in the division.
Walker's been outstanding. Metcalf, stud. Smith and Jigba's been doing
something. What the OC said, I got to give it to our running back. We did not run the ball enough. You know,
against New York.
Immediately. Yeah. They got a stud running back.
But hey, 49ers, Mason's having a big year replacing McCaffrey. Ayuk coming to the party. Kittle's back. So that's an interesting game. You can hear it on the Fan. Jacksonville, the Bears, that's 9:30 in London. Chicago, 2.5-point favorites there. Jacksonville coming off their first win of the season. Cardinals, speaking of them, they're at Green Bay. Packers -5. Colts at the Titans. Anthony Richardson practicing today. Yeah. Steichen said if he can go, he's going. Indy's 1-point favorites there.
Well, you know what Anthony Richardson's saying? He said, damn, not doing Joe Flacco's doing it. You know, I mean, Flacco's doing good, and what's happening is probably, you know, some of his teammates, he's probably kind of like old Joe Flacco. And the fan, he's probably hearing the fan base call in and say, hey, play Flacco. And why do you think Flacco's out of Cleveland? Because he was better than Watson.
And Joe Flacco met with the media in Indy and basically said this is the reverse him from when Lamar took over. He got hurt. Lamar came in. Joe's like, I didn't want him to play because I knew once he hit the field, my time was done. That's exactly it. A little more age here, the difference between he and Richardson. But Colts, that offense has been rather explosive the last 2 weeks. I mean, Flacco's got, what, 5 touchdowns, no picks?
Hey, how about I don't know who their tight end is, Bob, but look what he did.
Mo Alie-Cox.
Look what he did for Njoko.
Yep.
You know, and now Njoko's doing nothing and got hurt again, you know. I tell you what, a lot of people that were looking for have missed on Joe Flacco.
Houston at the Patriots. New England's going to start Drake May in this game. Houston -7. Tampa's at New Orleans. Both teams could use a win. Tampa 3.5-point favorites there. It's going to be Spencer Rattler because Derek Carr is going to miss a bunch of weeks here with the oblique injury.
Yep. That's Allen, I think, in New Orleans, Bob, he may be another one that'll be probably out the door.
Cleveland is at Philly. Big spread in favor of the Eagles, -9. Chargers at the Broncos, Chargers -3. Pittsburgh's at the Raiders, Steelers -3. Russell Wilson could be elevated to number 2. That's where we're talking about earlier in the show with Will Graves. And if he's elevated to number 2, Vinny, I'm assuming that Justin Fields might want to keep the mistakes to a minimum.
Oh, no there. Question. No question about it. And, Bob, back to New Orleans for a quick second. You know, all of a sudden now, they're like, Davante Adams? No, we ain't going after. We're not giving. We need draft capital. You know, if we're going to be losing games, that's not going to be a key there. You know, if I'm the Jets now, I'm pressuring, listen, let's get it done today, or, you know, you can keep him.
Yeah, Woody Johnson, by the way, is begging, basically, Hassan Reddick to show up. Speaking of Davante Adams, that Raiders game against Pittsburgh, he's not going to play.
Well, they don't want him to get hurt so they can trade him. The other thing, what happens in a situation like that, Bob, is like Joe Douglas is negotiating and stuff, and they'll say, he's yours if you give us your 2. Then all of a sudden, you know, you're the GM and you tell the owner, you know, they said he's ours if we give him a 2. The owner, he don't give him the 2. You know, I mean, that's how owners get involved.
Lions at Cowboys, 425 on Fox. Detroit -3. Atlanta's at Carolina. Falcons -6. Cincy at the Giants. This is Sunday night. Bengals 3.5-point favorites there. Obviously, Cincinnati's margin for error is pretty slim. They lose at the Giants. They fall to 1-5. They're probably donezo, even for a possible wild card. Yeah. Forget about the division. Even getting into the wild card. Monday night, the Jets with a new head coach, interim Ulbrich, hosting Buffalo. The Bills have lost 2 straight, and their offense has kind of taken a hike on them in those 2 straight losses.
Bob, the way the Bengals' offense is playing, the way Burrow and those receivers are playing right now, and the Giants can't score points, I think the Bengals are going to go on a little run.
And buys this week, Kansas City, Minnesota, the 2 undefeateds, Rams, and the Dolphins. That's your week 6 slate for the NFL 2024. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of that Ravens offense. Putting up some points. He'll explain what went well and what could be still somewhat concerning ahead of a Washington game coming up Sunday. And then we'll look at the baseball playoffs coming up around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
130.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Earlier in the show, Vinny broke down the Ravens' defensive performance against the Cincinnati Bengals. Hey, they got roasted. They gave up 38 points, made some plays when they needed to. Pass rush maybe wasn't as bad as on film as it looked in real time. Now let's get to the offense. They put up 41 points. Everything had to be awesome there, right?
Yeah, with the offense. I tell you what, I thought the Bengals had a hell of a plan. I mean, they came in and said, you're not running the ball. And they were lining up with, eight guys up there and dropping guys out, trying to confuse and trying to have it where, it was confusing to the Ravens whether they were coming, not coming. And they run blitzed a lot and stuff. So I thought Lamar eventually handled it. I thought Todd Monken did a hell of a job, because he started to see, the outside runs and stuff with Henry. Now, with the offensive line, I thought Ronnie Stanley, he was going against Hendrickson quite a bit. And thought he won most of those, which he needed to. And athletically, did a lot of nice things. Showed some nastiness on a pull, a kick-out block down there where he knocked the DB down. He's playing passionately, which is, he's having fun. That's because he's feeling good, he's healthy. And McCary, he's going to be the left guard. I think, like Harp said, his line's playing good. Why change things up? And Lindenbaum's getting to the things he needs to get to. And, he's running better, he's pulling, getting that, and the biggest plus is Falele is in pass protection. He's starting to use his hands now a little bit, and he's recovering a little bit in pass pro and stuff. So he's not as big a liability in pass. And especially when he gets those big dudes on him, he's all right. So against Washington, he'll be okay. What they'll do is, what they'll try to do is that Love or the linebacker, they'll put him on the inside over Falele and bring him in there. And, he's going to struggle with some quickness. But I like what he's doing. He's pulling. He looks in better shape. He's knocking people off the ball some. So, yeah, pleasant surprise. He's made a really big jump. And maybe George Warhop and he kind of, hit it off.
Yeah, good call.
Nope. Yeah. So we'll see. And then Rosengarten, Bob, I think he's going to just make it through. He still struggles with power and stuff. And, they're going to help him against good rushers, which, he doesn't have an elite guy this week, which is the first time they haven't. And he's just a year away from being good because he needs to get a pro body. Once he gets a pro body, I think he'll be really good because he's really athletic. So, if he gets a pro body, Bob, I could actually even see that if Ronnie's gone next year, that they try him at left tackle next year. I could see that. The tight ends, the big Kolar, when the funny one was like he's running that one down the middle of the field and running the out and up is Ricard, the two big dude, 300-pounder and a 280-pounder running down the field and they catch it. But the big thing in that game was Lamar did get hit, but, you know, he's going to hold the ball at times. And, you know, and some of the times, like, it's like, come on, Lamar, they're blitzing. Get the ball out of your hand. You, like, Bateman's wide open. Just get it out. Don't take another step, because that's what he did on the one Bateman to Bateman. Takes another step, and then he gets hit, and then the ball's in the ground where they could have had an easy completion. The thing was, Lamar, he was off accuracy-wise early, and then he got better and better as the game went on, and then he was making some spectacular throws, and they were making some spectacular catches. So, I mean, that was... And he refused to lose in that game. I mean, he was doing whatever it took. Because you can tell in those types of games, like, he should have handed off a couple times to the back, and he kept it and run it. And, it, you know, he ends up getting tackled and, you know, not gaining yards, but in taking extra hits, which he didn't need to. But Lamar, the competitor that he is in those types, he feels like, if I got the ball in my hands, we got a chance. And you can't blame him, because he made some spectacular plays. But, Bob, that's the best. As a group, the three tight ends, the four or five receivers, that was probably the best a receiving group in a long, long time for the Ravens.
Maybe during the Lamar era.
Oh, no doubt. I'm talking about the Harbs era. Like a group of, you know, three tight ends making plays. All of, you know, Wallace and Zay and Bate. You know, you got a lot of guys making plays, and there was a lot of people that got to eat. And I can see that, you know, coming around again. And just the confidence that everybody has that, hey, we get down. So, you know, We're good.
Did Kolar do enough? And he had a really good game catching the ball to ensure that his target share, depending on how the flow of the game goes, will continue to be, you know, air quotes, fair,
well,
based on the opponent.
I think what they did, Bob, was because they used two tight ends, and he's out there a lot of times when Henry's out there and stuff. So, play action pass and stuff. They're not going to be afraid not to. And I think the big thing is Lamar's not going to be afraid not to throw it to him. He'll give it to him. I mean, he trusted him on that goal line play because, yep. Bob, that was, you talk about, that may have been his best, one of his best throws, because he had a dude, Kolar had a dude draped all over him, and Lamar threw it in the only place down low and away that it could be.
And that was after he missed Andrews wide open, who should have walked in for a touchdown.
Yes, he did. So, yeah, I thought, you know, as long as Lamar's playing, that offense right now, I mean, they're rolling. They're averaging 450 yards a game, and right. They're throwing it, running. Hey, we can run it for 300. You know, we can do that. We got a back that can carry for 200 yards. And then you know what? We can throw it 35 times and get four touchdown passes too. So, hey, have at it. You know, you don't think I can throw? You're going to bring everybody? All right. I'll throw for four touchdown passes.
And Derrick Henry, that speed. I mean, did we expect this sort of burst, what, 21-plus miles per hour in the 87-yarder? And then the run that set up the game-winning field goal. I mean, I thought he was gone. When he cut back inside, I'm like, oh, he's in.
Yeah. And I think Harv's, you know, made a good point, too, was, you know, or somebody did about in the overtime that Todd Monken was a lot of – brought in Big Henry back, you know, because that defense had been on the field a lot for the Bengals because, Bob, they were going hurry up the whole time and everything. You know, the Ravens were, and the Bengals defense was on the field a lot, gassed. Then you get the ball to start overtime, and they're gassed some, and then you bring in the 250-pounder, pound, pound, pound. You know, and on that last run, that defense... When they missed the field goal, Bob, I think they... Because then the next play, he took it 40. They were done. They knew they were done.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Tomorrow, we're going to have a more in-depth look at the Washington Commanders, winners of four in a row, as Vinny checks them out film study-wise. Pardon me. Where might they pose problems for the Ravens starting at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon? Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. Baltimore game day uncensored. The pregame show brought to you by Rice Mirth of Pissora starts at Horseshoe Casino. Brew Brothers getting ready to rock and roll there. A couple of college football matchups to keep an eye on this weekend. Well, Maryland at or host Northwestern, rather. Terps 10.5 point favorites in this game. We talked about it with Damon Evans earlier in the show. Maryland AD. Maryland 0-2 in the Big Ten. They need this win just to restore some confidence, because they've had 2 weeks to stew after that Indiana debacle in the second half.
Well, yeah, to stew and 2 weeks to improve on the things that you know you have done poorly. Like Damon says, how are you correcting penalties over those 2 weeks? And then, okay, what do we do after we get turnovers? How do we turn that into points?
You got Ohio State at Oregon, which would be a nice Rose Bowl matchup. In the olden days, now Oregon is a member of the Big Ten. Buckeyes number 2, Oregon number 3. Buckeyes 3-point favorites in that game. And here's an interesting game in the SEC. It's Ole Miss at LSU. Ole Miss 3.5-point favorites in Baton Rouge.
Whoa, okay.
Man, that's a rare occurrence there, I would think.
Well, Ole Miss went, after losing their home game, Bob, then they go to South Carolina and kind of spanked them and head. What time is the LSU game? Because it's hard to play there at night.
It's 7:30.
They'll be liquored up.
And then you have Quinn Ewers returning, we think, for Texas. Red River rivalry against Oklahoma at the real Cotton Bowl. They're at the Cotton Bowl. The original is this traditional game. Gets it on, and they are now, foes.
Bob,
in
that,
the
that
same
was,
thingy there.
That was old. The Cotton Bowl was old when we played in the Cotton Bowl when we played Texas A&M when I was at Notre Dame. So, yeah, that the fair goes on at the same time, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Texas 15-point favorites over the Sooners in that matchup, both in the SEC now.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's extremely weird and, quite frankly, kind of uncool, but it is what it is. It's Vinny at 80, 105.7. The Fan will come back, talk about the baseball playoffs. 2 games last night to excite. Well, one was really exciting. The other one was kind of a team on a mission looking to finish that mission today. There's 4 matchups. We'll talk about that. Then it's a fun house trip with Nolan McGraw. If you want to join us, you can. It's 410-583-1057. The Commanders are coming to Baltimore, taking on the Ravens. Oh, sad news. They're not rivals, the Commanders and the Ravens, and, they're never going to be. They're not in the same conference. Don't play. They're just not. But Pat Fisher passed away. Old Redskins DB.
Yeah, I met him a few times.
Age of 84. He was part of the Overhill gang with George Allen. So Pat Fisher, part of Redskins lore going by, passing away at the age of 84.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Let's strike a pose, shall we? Voguing it out with Madonna. One more segment to go. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send your request to the Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Baseball playoffs. We talked about this about an hour ago with Jim Hunter, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and of course, longtime voice of the Orioles, and did national radio calling Major League games. There were 2 games yesterday, National League, the ANLDS. And after splitting in Philly, the Mets were home, taking on the Philadelphia Ball Club. And, the guy with the big stick, he was carrying it in a big way.
And he swings at the first pitch, launches it to right, back Castellanos, Pete Alonso, back at Citi Field, 1-0 New York.
FS1 on the call, Jesse Winker, he also went deep. I don't know if you noticed, he celebrated like he hit a home run in the playoffs, because he tends to celebrate a lot. How about Iglesias, former Oriole? He had 2 ribbies, Starling Marte as well. Sean Manaea, 7 strong innings, 7-2. The Mets beat the Phillies handily. They now lead that series 2-1. They could win it tonight or this afternoon, which we'll get to in a second. And then late last night, later around 9, first pitch, in a yellow and brown atmosphere out in San Diego.
Yes.
It was the Dodgers and Padres after the drama of Manny throwing the ball towards the dugout, and then the fans in L.A. pelting the field with garbage and rocks and beers. I would never throw away a $20 beer. Ever, never, ever. I'd have been diving out on the field like a Fred Biletnikoff trying to catch it and drink it just because it's $20 and it's beer. But anyway, they got the wasteful money, so be it. But yesterday's game, a guy that has been brilliant in this playoff so far. Fernando Tatis did brilliant things.
And Tatis sends it in the air, deep to left field. Hernandez is back, looking up, gonna go! Two-run homer, Fernando Tatis Jr. And it is a six-run second inning.
Padres radio, six-run second inning. There was some controversy, if you missed it. Nolan, get your thoughts on this one. Freddie Freeman fields the ground ball. Manny's on first. He's going to second. Freeman's trying to get the force at second, if not even turn a double play, perhaps. Manny's angle, Nolan, did you see it? Where he kind of, he's in the dirt. And he's kind of
in the grass.
Yeah, he's like, what's he picking up the rosin bag or whatever? I mean, gets hit with the ball. He advances. Then, you know, homers are hit and innings get out of control. I guess the rule book says what he did is legal. Did they tweak the rule? Because they were real sticklers, spurtly from home to first. If you're out of the baseline. But I guess they were more forgiving. It's not as egregious as the 78 World Series when Reggie Jackson stopped and stuck his leg out and the ball from Bill Russell hit him and broke up a double play against the Dodgers, ironically enough, then. But what did you think of Matt? Was that shrewd baseball or, you know?
He knew what he was doing.
Oh, sure.
And look, I came to Manny's defense with the whole dugout ball throwing incident. I still stand by that. But there is something to be said for not just Machado, but any of these players in any professional sport that always seem to have that reputation that follow them. After a certain point, you lose the benefit of the doubt. So if people are jumping on his case, look, I understand it. You know, I'll look at each incident as an individual thing, but I don't know. At a certain point, I understand why people lose patience with a particular player.
Well, also, and look, I've always been pro Manny. And he will be in the Orioles Hall of Fame eventually. But it's, if you're watching the game on the tube, ground ball to short, Manny's the header, ball gets the first, Manny's not in the picture yet.
Right, right.
I mean, Gunnar Henderson hustles like his hair is on fire. I know that's a tired cliche. Manny even said that I'm not Joe Hustle or whatever it is. All right, whatever. But, you know, rising to the occasion. But 6-5 was the final score. Teoscar Hernandez hit a grand slam for L.A. to get them back in the game. Mookie Betts also went deep, and it was almost the identical play. Profar robbed him at Dodger Stadium. Missed robbing him. Teoscar Hernandez, Jurickson Profar, by the way, free agents this offseason, if David Rubenstein might be inclined to look for Hernandez right-handed bat.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Profar for a couple years was the number one prospect as a shortstop. I think it was with Texas. Then he kind of bounced around a little bit. Oakland, among other destinations, became an all-star this year. And what a coinkydink. You hit free agency, you have a career year.
That's why I think it's a really be interesting to see what kind of deal he signs given his age. I mean, he's been around for quite a while to have a career year this deep into your career with that kind of status coming out of the draft. I mean, that's kind of a rarity.
Yeah, he and Scope were teammates in the World Baseball Classic way back when. I mean, Jonathan Scope's been out of the majors for a couple years now, and Profar is having a career resurgence. All right, four games today. 3:08 first pitch, Cleveland at Detroit. This series tied at a game apiece. Alex Cobb, former Oriole, is on the hill for the Guardians. And I guess Detroit's just, Montero's going to start. It'll go with the flow as they try to roll through this. Confidence in Alex Cobb. I don't know. I mean, he's pitched really well for them when he's healthy. That's always been kind of his thing. Going back to his days with Tampa, he was always hurt in Baltimore. Had a revival of sorts in San Francisco. But that's 3:08. Phillies at Mets. It's Ranger Suarez against Jose Quintana.
Is he a righty or lefty, the Mets?
Ranger, they're both lefties.
So Hazy will be playing. I saw him strike out yesterday.
He struck out twice.
Yeah.
0-3 with two Ks. Then he got pinch hit for. Yankees at Royale. Schmidt against Lugo. Lugo, you know, he had a brilliant season. Pitched against the Orioles last week. Series tied at a game apiece. That's 7:05 on TBS. TBS. What's our baseball coverage tonight? We got anything rolling here on
that? We should have at least one of the games.
Right. Let's see. Because we are the playoff home
of playoff baseball.
Home of playoff baseball. I mean, I just do what I'm told, like most morons.
Actually, it's going to be on 1300 there The Bet. Go. We have the Coach Mike Locksley show on
there. There you go. Coach Locks getting ready. But it's part of our long-reaching arm of sports coverage, 1300 The Bet. And then Padres looking to finish off the Dodgers, who will go with the undefeated undecided, as we talked about with Jim Hunter. They don't even know who's pitching tonight. And it's Dylan Cease trying to get himself together. So that's coming up, 9:08. Padres looking to close out L.A. Tell you what, if the Royals and Tigers get through to the ALCS, it'll be revisiting 1984.
Nice.
All over again in the infamous ALCS. The most memorable part of that series is Jim Palmer, if he's listening, because he was there, was Cosell got all drunk and was like fighting with them over the course of the game. I mean, he made national news. Cosell was bombed. Gave two of that series. Al Michaels wrote about it in his book. Like, I couldn't wait for the playoffs to end because I couldn't stand it anymore. And then the Padres made it to the World Series back in 84. So maybe we're going back in time, man. All we need, never mind. It's Vinny at 80-1057 The Fan. Because sometimes, Nolan, the old days were better. They were. Kind of
I
sucky.
Love that you'll never let that go. Well, my favorite part.
I mean,
of it.
I lived it, man. I was there, dude. It's Vinny and 80-1057 The Fan. I tell you what, we didn't have the fun house 40 years ago, but we're going to have it when we come back. And then Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny Haney Nolan here on The Fan.
Quick Draws Fun House. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
By the way, I think they moved the NFL trade deadline back. It's in early November this year. Wasn't that always in October? Trade deadline?
No, I think last year was... Oh. They moved it last year.
So yeah, still a lot of time before the trade deadline. We'll start with Rashawn checking in. Says, question for the Funhouse. If the Commanders are able to upset the Ravens on Sunday, would that make them the favorite to win the NFC East over the Cowboys, considering they do have an easier schedule moving forward?
Well, I would say they're probably projected to win the East over the Cowboys right now anyhow. I mean, the Cowboys are, you know, I mean, what are... The Cowboys, and their two best defensive players are hurt, and they played their best defensive game without them last week.
More thoughts on the matchup. This texter says, the Ravens sometimes have a tendency of playing teams like Washington soft or playing down to the competition. Meanwhile, the Commanders will play this game like it's their Super Bowl, biggest game for them in quite a while. The Ravens present a chance to prove themselves.
Yeah, the Washington's 4-1. They've won four in a row. They're in first place in the division. So, I mean, if they were 0-4, then I could see that. But no, them being 4-1, I think the Ravens will be ready. And they've won three in a row and are, you know, starting to feel offensively anyhow. They're really putting it together.
This game has a feel like last year's Lions game when Detroit came in kind of riding hot and everybody was smooching their rear ends and the Ravens. Handed. I mean, that game was over at halftime. Now, Detroit did regroup and make it to the NFC Championship game. Yeah, but to Vinny's point and to answer the texter, I don't think they're overlooking Washington.
No.
Chris checking in says, you would think eventually Jaden Daniels will come back down to earth a little bit. I would hope that the Ravens' track record against rookies can help speed that process up.
Well, the way that they make him come back to earth is just keep him in a pocket. Don't let him... extend plays. That's where he's been dangerous. I mean, he's rushed for 300 yards this year. So I mean, if they just like with Lamar, keep him in the pocket. What did they want to do in like 2019 and stuff? Keep him in the pocket.
And we'll learn more about it tomorrow. But you look at their depth chart. I mean, it's Jaden Daniels. I mean, there besides Terry McLaurin, there's no other wide receiver threat. Zach Ertz is the tight end. He's
40.
A ghost of his former self, you know.
Yeah.
Run game. Robinson's good in the run game, but
it's just like Buffalo's offense.
Mm.
Except Buffalo really didn't have a receiver. They got McLaurin. Buffalo's tight ends were better. The running games are pretty similar.
It's all about the quarterback. Let's see, one on baseball. This texter says, I haven't seen the Phillies on their heels like this in quite a while. Their run to the World Series a few years ago, they were always the aggressor in every series. Even last year, they bullied their way to the NLCS, and that series ended up going the distance.
Yeah, and they got stunned by Arizona as big favorites in that one, if I'm not mistaken. They're up against it. It's a division rival, kind of the proximities there. The Phillies and Mets have had some dust-ups in the past with some, you know, interesting. It's the Lenny Dykstra Bowl. How about we call it that? Dykstra won a World Series with the Mets, took the Phillies to the World Series back in 93. But yes, to the texter's point, they seemed a little bit shell-shocked. After the game one, where Wheeler was dealing, and they were up one zip late, and then the bullpen imploded, I don't know. They did manage to hold off in game two, but we'll see.
One last one here, talking AFC North. This texter says, the Steelers are the only team that scares me in the division. That defense is always going to be a problem, no matter how much or how little support they get from their offense. And Lamar, historically, has not fared very well against the Steelers in his career.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be the Bengals. But and I think Bob said it, that the Bengals will finish second. I believe that, too. I think that they're better than anybody else in a division.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 The Fan. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Total Request Thursday. John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, others meeting with the media. We're going to hear from them, talk about the baseball playoffs and everything else going on in your sporting fun. Ladies and gentlemen, for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.